Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Cancer is preventable in every way. It's not about getting mammograms. It's what you put in here and baby what you say. Because I'm healthy.
Clap along if you know health and happiness.
Welcome to the Breast Show Radio Show. This is Brenda Pierce, and I am here today. I'm known as the Empowered Nurse, triaging body, mind, and spirit, and I'm one half of this radio program. I'd like to introduce you today to Pat Kennedy, RN, integrative breast health professional and expert. And Pat is an integrative health and wellness practitioner who overcame her own devastating illness early in her career to become a leading-edge health expert. She is the visionary behind the Breast Show in Town, which started in humble beginnings and now is expanding to large venue events, currently in London, Ontario, and spreading to Toronto. Who wanted to get the word out about this amazing event, this amazing person, and help you to understand what the Breast Show is all about and the Breast Show Radio. So welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you. I am so excited. And you're right, it has been quite an evolution, Brenda.
I'm sure it is. Everything that is worthwhile has humble beginnings, and wondered if you could share a little bit with us about your beginnings and what got you into this mode.
Well, I think the biggest thing that was very obvious to me for being in natural medicine for going on 28 years now in conservative London, Ontario, I was struggling to find information. I was struggling to find my path and options. And I wanted to, once I started working and working 100% in natural preventative medicine with thermography and some various other modalities, I really wanted to be able to create a venue that was one-stop shopping for information, empowerment, support on all the men, women, and children and colleagues on this journey of finding out what are the things happening in natural preventative medicine. Back when I started my journey and fell apart in my early 30s, the reality was there was no internet. Now, yes, fast forward to now, there's internet, but it's a double-edged sword, Brenda, because I hear all the time people are Googling doc, and getting spinny and overwhelmed, and they shut down and say, you know what, I'm just going to leave things status quo because I don't even know where to begin. So I wanted to make it not only an educational forum, but simplistic in layman's terms and bring the big guns in to share their expertise, everything from integrative medical doctors, other physicians, regulated professionals that we all know, naturopaths, homeopaths, registered nurses, nurse practitioners. We also have chiropractors and a whole slew of other individuals now, and we wanted to have this venue fully generic, no judgment, no fear. Bring it on and do your own due diligence. Don't just take our word for it. We really make it and put the onus on you to get in the driver's seat about your health.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And it has really grown and spread, and the message is getting clearer and clearer. I know your message is that breast cancer is preventable in many, many, many cases. And it's just recently that there was a kind of an epiphany with the cancer societies that never said anything about prevention before and are now starting to raise the flag that there is some prevention available. And so we're coming around full circle from where there was a lot of fear to now that there's a lot of possibility and options for people to understand that our healthcare system is not a one-size-fits-all. And that's what I really want to get out there to the message for today is, it is a world of choice, and sometimes the information overload that you're talking about causes of real fear, but it's events where people can come and meet and actually touch people and speak to people that are going to be the grassroots or the main, the touchstone for what we're doing here with the Brush Show.
Well, one of the things I also wanted to be a major proponent of the Brush Show was the fact, as a registered nurse and yourself included, we have respect for allopathic or mainstream medicine, what it brings to the table. It has limitations. We also equally have respect for natural preventative medicine, which has its limitations. I always say, Brenda, if I get hit by a car, please don't give me an herb. I want metal and drugs. You bring it on. I want to watch my grandbabies grow and many more come down the pipeline. So when you're looking at the world of mainstream and the world of the Pink Campaign and the world of the driving force behind a lot of mainstream approaches, prevention is never a word that's there. And they come by it honestly. Half hour of nutritional training for medical doctors. How do you expect them to talk to you unless they've had on their own personal journey a need and a desire to be educated? We have integrative medical doctors that are persecuted and not being allowed to practice integrative medicine. So when you're looking at the Canadian Cancer Society, the American Cancer Society, you have to take a step back and realize, where is this information come? What are their thought processes? And prevention was never part of the verbiage. Now, because I believe we are making such headway with the preventative model, with the integrative model, we have people all over the world, and particularly in North America, where we're slow going on this train, we are finally making statements. We are going viral in so many capacities of disseminating this information, and I think that they had to take a step back and, oh, epiphany, just in the last 6 months to a year, they're saying one-third of all breast cancer is preventable. Mm-hmm. And when we ran our show last year and we made it clear, this is the theme, this is what we're talking about, breast cancer is preventable, Brenda, I got a lot of flack. I got women being nasty with questions just from anger and fear on the Facebook and some of the social media. And in addressing that, to bring down the barriers, I want to make it very clear. If a woman chooses a mammogram, chemo, radiation, all the standard things and surgical removal of part of a breast or the whole breast or both breasts and ovaries, whatever. If she's informed, truly informed, there should be no judgment or fear regarding that woman. But the reality is women are not informed. They're led to believe one thing, the fear takes over, and then you get sucked into that abyss of only one approach without even entertaining or knowing about the whole other beautiful side of prevention. And so I want everyone to know, if you've had a mastectomy, chemotherapy, radiation, in-breast screening, all of that, we just want to be here to inform you and support you on your choices so that truly you are aligned with your decision, body, mind, and spirit. And those women that have had cancer and or newly diagnosed and are choosing the mainstream route, once again, be informed, but we want to help you prevent it from coming back. It's the biggest injustice that we have no control.
Absolutely. And not only that, but the ravages of going through, if you do go through the chemo and the traditional route, to support them, to minimize side effects and ill effects and the ravages of the traditional is also another piece that the supportive end of integrative medicine can really provide. And you know, and not only that, breast cancer is the number one killer in women. And not only that, but it is more than that. It's children. There are children having radical mastectomies for rare forms of cancer. Teens, young boys and girls, and men are also affected by this. And so it is more than just the Pink Campaign. It's a universal problem now that we really need to address, and it's education is the key. You're so on.
Education is the key, and I want to bring up the other big support that the Breast Show is allowing us to share the information we're allowed to share regarding thermography. Thermography is a fabulous tool. We don't call it a diagnostic tool. We call it a breast or a total body screening. And it's really mapping out inflammatory response in the body, and it's so unique to your own personal profile and history. But in the realm of breast cancer prevention and breast cancer treatment and diagnosis, the thing about the thermography, it is not a new modality, Brenda. The 50s, there's a physician in London, Ontario, who is doing thermography in 1958. This is Canadian born and bred. We know this name in London, Ontario. Dr. Ray Lawson started the first studies on this medical technology with a digital infrared camera to look at the body and see what does the heat tell us. This isn't new. There's hundreds of studies. It's very scientifically proven, and yet no respect for that, no education. And what breaks my heart, and I know you see it in your practice, when women are ill-informed, have no clue what is existing for them, and they just continue on, and then they look back one day, and it's been 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and they go, why? Why wasn't I exposed to this information? Why didn't this information get to me when I needed it most? Now it's too little, too late. And that spurs me on and makes me passionate about making the Breast Show a larger venue, a bigger message, started in London, and that's why we need to get as many women and men and families to the show as possible so they can just get credible information, not just something that was whipped up in a kitchen that somebody's selling at the show, not just a housewife one day and hang a shingle and you're doing mind-body therapy the following week. This is about credible and regulated and trying to be regulated professionals in this industry, and it's about creating relationships.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where the strength is. Knowledge and power, and aligning yourself with knowledge and power can only help you to make better informed decisions. And that is exactly what we are after here, is informed decisions. And our medical system really doesn't like to have people be too informed, because then they ask questions. And, you know, the God complex that often accompanies some physicians, if they don't know the answers, that puts them in a vulnerable position that they may have to actually crack out of their shell and find out more themselves. And I know that, you know, in the busyness of the day, you know, it's all about getting that information and education in the right hands at the right time.
That's so true. And the other part of that, too, the physicians, yes, they come by it honestly. They're very policed by the college. Unfortunately, the laws of the land aren't being enforced. And there is a law that was passed a very long time ago that is specific to medical doctors being allowed to practice natural preventative medicine in their practice. But we've got situations now, and that's why the charity that we support, the not-for-profit group that we support for the Breast Show, has evolved into the new grassroots movement in Canada called PRIM, People's Right to Integrative Medicine. It is our right and our voice, and we deserve to be informed and make choices, and it's going to break this chronic, debilitating cycle of disease in our families. I know as we have children and we're mothers and we become grandmothers, it's really a heartbreaker to think our grandchildren and our children, even looking towards having grandchildren, might not have access because they're working so hard in North America to keep us from the truth, to keep these myths, you know, being out in the communities and the fear with it. So people are afraid. They don't feel they have a voice. And we do. We have a voice. It's your health. It's your body. You know it better than any physician or anyone else. It's time to speak up. It's time to join the movement.
That's right, exactly. So it's like a she bear protecting her cubs. You know, we really need to have that knowledge, because when we find out after, we'd be totally ticked off if we didn't have that. So it is true. It's a grassroots movement, moving like a prairie fire, not to, make a point of pain for anybody who's experienced a prairie fire, but this is really radical thinking, but it really is our birthright to be able to have in this free system. And our medical system right now ranks 34th in the world. So where we have universal health care, we really do not have the best situation at hand right now, because we have to look at the other models that are out there, and it is becoming more of an integrative approach. And for having the healthiest lifestyle to, you know, have this freedom of choice, we need to have choice. We need to have it integrated so that we really do not have to feel penalized when we make a decision to choose Reiki or thermography versus, taking a pill, that an antibiotic or whatever it is.
Exactly. And I think that's another great point, is that the Breast Show exemplifies total holistic mindset. That means body, mind, and spirit. And people that are physically struggling or physically intensely trying to get some kind of better health, if you are not adding the element of the mind over matter, the psych over soma, that whole mind-body, bioenergetic, quantum physics, all of these things that are available to us and scientifically proven, we have got to educate and really support people on some of the non-tangible things other than just an ache, a pain, a symptom, and the physicalness of them trying to get healthy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is truly a total mind, body, and spirit modality. And, I think more and more people are waking up to that aspect. They know that there's a flaw in the system and are now more so now than ever before, receptive to looking at other information. And sometimes, you know, it's the dreaded D's that come into our life that help us to open the door. And the D's are disease, divorce, and death. You know, sometimes we're affected by a family member's death and say, my God, I don't ever want to go through that, or, you know, there's got to be a better way, or we see somebody really struggle with disease processes. That dis is something that is really out of harmony with our triology, the body, mind, and spirit. Any break in one of those affects the other two, and it is more and more scientifically experienced. There is a medical term called the relaxation response, and, there are so many biofield therapies that work on creating that, not just drugs, because drugs may be a Band-Aid approach, but you have to get to the root cause. And that's what this whole movement that we're a part of is all a part of.
Well, and if I was to really simplify it, Brenda, for those listeners and those that want to get the flavor of the show, this show is a message of hope, a very phenomenal message of hope. And the way I break down the word hope, H is for being holistic and truly respectful and getting educated on that mind, body, mind, spirit connection, like you say. You just can't take one piece of that puzzle. It's like the domino effect. Everything else will fall down. And O is a message of being optimistic. It's a mental state. It's your energy. It's your connection and your power over the cells of your body, knowing that, generally speaking, a positive, loving, passionate, and giving attitude is different than someone miserable and stressed and not even listening to their intuitive nature. It's about being connected and energetically portraying that. And P is about being preventative. It's a huge switch. We all think, oh, when something hurts, then we're going to deal with it. Well, by the time something hurts or you have a symptom, it can be massively devastating and literally billions of cells in your body. And you may or may not be able to turn it around. And if you leave it a long time and, as we say, deal with it, then it might be a situation that it's going to take a very long time to reverse it. And E is education. And that is the kicker. That is what the Breast Show is going to bring, one-on-one, intimately, getting your questions answered, having a visceral connection with the show, feeling the energy of people who are with you one-on-one to share, demonstrate, taste, really get that connection, because that's the way, if you are to have a visceral connection with information, that's the only way you're going to believe it, you're going to 100% be behind it, and you're going to make it part of what you need to do to be preventative.
Wow, that is really wonderful. bring hope into everybody's life, and this is a beautiful way of doing it with the Breast Show. And, you know, there is hope in every aspect of your life experience. So, Pat, you've just framed that up so magnificently. Thank you.
Well, it's I was Miss Hope 43 years ago, representing the Canadian Cancer Society as a student nurse with my little cap and my little uniform and my fear of being allowed to ask questions because I had no voice back then and nothing was to be disrespected. And so I represented the Cancer Society as Miss Hope all around Ontario. And I said my same speech over and over and over again, Brenda. And back then, it was about getting 35 grams of fiber in your diet. And I often look back now retrospectively, 4 decades of medicine in London, if people were taking 35 grams of fiber in their diet, how many individuals would have been healthier? How many individuals would have not had to go through colon cancer or some other toxic condition? And I chuckle and think about what the advice was back then. It was to eat your all bran.
Wow. Which is a plug for a company. Wow.
I know. Well, they've been around for a long time, but they're always plugging for that, that fix.
Oh, wow.
You obviously didn't know that about me.
No, I didn't. I know now. And that's a magnificent secret that is now being launched to the world. But, you know, way back in the day, and you're a little more seasoned as a nurse than I am. We both trained in the same campus and went through the same college and, you know, and that sort of thing, a difference in era. I was at the tail end of a time when nurses had to stand up when a doctor came to the station. Do you remember those days?
I have to tell you, so because I'm more seasoned, and that's really sweet of saying I'm much older than you, Brenda, but that's okay. Anyway, we would have to, the old matron head nurse, who should have retired 20 years prior, would whip us into shape, call us all to stand up in a row, straighten our uniforms, fix our caps, stand tall, and line up as the doctors arrived for rounds. And they had great, I have had experiences, and I'm not the only nurse, where they had great power and control over how things were to have played out, and got almost a power trip sometimes on the questions or taking you on rounds with them personally, and what's this and what's that, and drilling you like you're in med school. And not that respect. We had to be respectful of them, but we didn't have in turn the respect. But I think a lot of that, too, comes from a smaller community environment. When I left St. Thomas Elgin General and came to University Hospital, I wanted action, and I got it. I got hired in the intensive care unit. And this was before there were any other specialty units. And I was so amazed, and it was brilliant that was a time when all of a sudden the nurses were respected. They were the ones that doc would pop in and respectfully ask you about all the blood work, and you knew it off by heart. Bam, 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 bam. And you were a team.
Yeah.
And it was the physician of the future from what I had experienced in a rural community, a geriatric community, and with definitely follow instruction from very matronly, old-school individuals that you had to pay attention, stand attention, and you couldn't question a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were the handmaiden to the doctors, and that was it. And
yeah.
You were to be silent and unseen. Whereas nowadays, you know, there's this empowerment that's going on, but it's our generation that's leading the call in many instances now to help our fellow colleagues understand that there's integrative and independent practice, and there's, you know, this whole movement that can incorporate nursing into a new level of prestige.
Well, and the respect for those that have been there for decades, the respect for those that are holistic, and that's why I'm so thrilled about nurse practitioners being very integrative and respecting their patients when the physician says 7 minutes or one complaint per visit or, you know, make another appointment. This is taking too long. And so they have more of that holistic approach. And Brenda, I always say nurses are the first holistic practitioners. We didn't just give a pill for every ill. We rubbed a back. We gave you an enema. We put hot, cold, elevated. We did all of these things that we made time for and we could. Now, to be honest, and a lot of my colleagues still working towards retirement are very frustrated. I don't know who's washing the floor, who's giving meds.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. You work in long-term care. They're overworked, underpaid. There's a lot of political stuff, you know, going on.
Yep, exactly. Exactly true. And as such, you know, we have to get back that respect, that presence, and that knowledge base, and get back to some of the, you know, we've become too diversified in many instances where there's other professions now that are doing the back rubs and the heat and hot and cold and all that sort of thing. And we really do need to understand that we have that power and get it back into our hands and understand that we can create our profession into what it to be and help people through these integrative approaches. So we're coming to an end of a very, very fascinating conversation, you know, and it goes by so quickly. And I just want to let you know that whoever and wherever you are, you can get a hold of us. What's the best email to get a hold of us for The Breast Show?
I would say thebreastshowintown.ca and get on that website. And you can contact us at info@breastshowintown.ca.
Wonderful. And for thermography?
Thermography can get a hold of me at 519-667-0666 or info@thermographylondon.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so this wraps up our amazing edition of The Breast Show Radio. And as such, take care of those girls. They are very supportive of you, so support them.
Absolutely. Continue to love your breasts. We don't call it breast exam anymore. Love your breasts. Positive slant.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.